Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says it'll be mainly sunny today. We'll have a high of about 74. Kenosha right now is at 62 degrees. It is the same in Burlington. Milwaukee 63, 63 in Racine. Skeletal remains found in Racine along the shore of Lake Michigan 5 years ago have now been identified through DNA as 31-year-old Antonio Guerrero of Illinois. He was reported missing in September of 2011 from his home west of Chicago. The remains discovered in November of that year. It took DNA samples from Guerrero's mother and siblings to get a positive ID. Authorities do not believe, though, they'll ever find out how the man exactly died. Investigators say that one of the three people who died in that fire and explosion that leveled a home on Ketterhagen Road in the town of Burlington last month, that one person was responsible for all three deaths. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says their investigation revealed 41-year-old Craig Lambert and 43-year-old Kimberly Howe had been involved in a domestic dispute after years of living together. Howe and her 17-year-old son, Nicholas Chalkin, had moved into a motel after kicking Lambert out. The fire was reported about 45 minutes after Howe made a phone call saying they were going back to the home to make sure that Lambert was packing up to leave. The investigation revealing that Chalkin died of a gunshot wound to the back of the head and an LP gas line in the basement had been removed. That's what led to the explosion. Investigators say that while the exact series of these events may never be known, the evidence suggests it was Lambert who was responsible for the fire, the explosion, and all three deaths. He's now 15 years old, a boy from Racine accused in the shooting death of his girlfriend last year. WRJN's Janet Hoff says that boy entered a plea of not guilty in court.
Keller McQuay, who is facing charges including first-degree reckless homicide as an adult, waived his right to a preliminary hearing. He has also been charged with possession of a firearm by a felon and possession of a short-barreled rifle. McQuay is accused of the shooting death of his girlfriend, 14-year-old Vista Jackson, which occurred in McQuay's mother's home last September. His attorney's attempt to have the case heard in juvenile court were rejected last month. McQuay is next scheduled to appear in court July 15th for a pretrial conference. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The public is going to see a greater presence by Racine Police at North Beach over the next few months. More people, of course, taking advantage of the weather, location, and all the activities. That will also mean the potential for personalities to clash. Bike patrols, officers on foot, a mobile command center, just some of the moves being implemented. North Beach has had its share of isolated incidents in the past. Most recently, Memorial Day weekend, there was a video now online that showed a fight involving some young women. Lieutenant Al Day says the increase police presence is an extension of the summer patrol program. A disgraced Kenosha police officer who admitted planting evidence in a 2014 murder investigation avoids jail time. Kyle Barr's charged with planting a bullet in an ID card inside of a backpack while doing a search for the investigation. But the prosecutor and the defense attorney in the case agreed that the planted evidence would have gone unnoticed if Barr's had not come forward. He was sentenced by Kenosha Judge Chad Kirkman to a year of probation and ordered to do 80 hours of community service work. If he violates the probation, Barr's could go to jail for a year and then a year of extended supervision. In Caledonia, police are looking for information on a man who tried to buy a prepaid debit card at a local gas station with a counterfeit $20 bill. This happened May the 26th at the Douglas Avenue Speedway. It was a white male, 25 to 35 years old, about 6 feet tall, identified himself as Ben. Now, there's a picture of the man on the Caledonia Police Department Facebook page. They're asking anybody with information to give them a call. Oh, and if you have an FBI file, the agency wants to make it harder for you to see that information. John Stolness explains that.
The Bureau has released a proposal that would exempt one of its identification databases from the Federal Privacy Act. That database contains data like fingerprints, palm prints, photos, and iris scans. Civil liberties groups are upset about the proposal, saying it should be harder for the American people to know what personal information the FBI has on them. The Privacy Act lets people sue to see what information the government keeps on them. The FBI and Justice Department both say the Privacy Act also allows them to exempt certain records used to identify criminals and conduct investigations.
The filing deadline for the fall election featuring local, state, and federal contests was yesterday in the race for 1st District Congress. It's grabbing the most attention. There are seven candidates. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan being challenged by fellow Republican Paul Nehlen, along with two Democrats, Ryan Solon of Mount Pleasant and Tom Brough of Janesville. There's also a Libertarian, an Independent, and a Trump conservative. In the U.S. Senate race, in addition to Russ Feingold and a second Democrat, incumbent Ron Johnson's being challenged by another Republican, and there's a Libertarian as well. State Senator Bob Wirch unopposed this fall, as are Representatives Peter Barca and Todd Onstat. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss being challenged by Democrat Andy Mitchell. Representative Corey Mason to face Libertarian George Myers. Representative Tom Weatherston, two challengers, Libertarian Keith Dessler and Independent Bill Pringle. Democrat Amy Janis running against Representative Samantha Kirkman. Four Republicans filed to run in the 83rd Assembly District, where incumbent Dave Craig is not seeking re-election, but instead going after Mary Lozick's Senate seat unopposed. The district attorneys in Racine, Kenosha counties, they're not seeking re-election either. Nominating papers filed by Republican Trish Hansen and Democrat Tom Binger for Racine in Kenosha County, Democrat Mike Gravely will be unopposed. Speaking of Senator Feingold, the former senator, he's going to be attempting to get his old job back in the fall, and he's going to try to do that with a stop in Racine part of that. Wilson's Coffee and Tea is the scheduled stop on Washington Avenue in West Racine, again at noon. This ahead of the state Democratic Party convention this weekend up in Green Bay. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave had a listening session at the West End Services Center building in Burlington. It's the same county-owned facility that is targeted for demolition by the end of next year or in early 2018. He said it now costs about $40,000 a year just to operate the facility, which also still has some problems.
Our mechanicals are not very good, so that has to be replaced. And we have to put a new roof on this building, and they tell me by 2018, if you don't have a new roof on this building, you're going to have some serious problems. Well, there's a lot of asbestos in the roof. When they built this, they used asbestos. So essentially, to remove a roof with asbestos and then replace it, we're talking over $100,000.
He said the county and the city are coordinating on a study on how to replace the building, including for the senior center and the UW Extension office, perhaps even incorporating some other services. It was a crowd of mostly seniors wanting to know specifically about their meeting space. Delagrave saying it's all part of that study that'll be completed, but he noted a temporary site is going to be likely for a time. And as for the building itself, Delagrave said, we really can't kick the can down the road anymore on this.
The decision has to be made to do something, and I don't want to do anything more to you, and I don't want to do anything to the taxpayers to say, you know, let's wait a few more years, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, tough decisions have to be made. I'm willing to make the tough decisions. I know there might be a little bit of criticism, but one thing you can expect is openness and honesty from me.
Nobody spoke against the plans for tearing down the building in favor of the new site. From there, the discussion moved on to the Ridgewood Care Center and its possible sale. Delagrave explaining the looming Ridgewood deficit, continued population decrease, Medicaid reimbursement problems, said the decision is going to be based on care, not the money. When speaking of money, State Transportation Secretary Mark Gottlieb says this forthcoming budget request that'll be going to the governor, not going to propose any major tax or fee increases, which will mean a delay in some road expansion work and maintenance for all but the state's most traveled roadways. This could impact some projects in the Milwaukee area, including the rebuilding of the Zoo Interchange and expansion of I-94 south of Milwaukee to include Racine County. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.